holding on Ein Tesson Beis and Rashi. A is the Chalba. In the narrow lines, five lines down. So she brings in this A's, which the Chalba, Lechol Chalba, which will be used to produce milk. Or a sheep, Ligizu Seha. Hanikar Shalat, that's the main function of it. There's also milk there, and there's also children which are born, but the main usage of the sheep is the shearings. So Rav Nachman said, so we deal with these things as considered Paris, not the Karen. Why? Because when the animal dies, you still have the or. So even after, even if it would die, there's something out of the goof. So the goof is something which maintains itself, and therefore these are considered Paris. So by the case of the chicken, you can use the feathers. And when the tree withers, you still have the wood to use. And therefore, al bahani kula peiris ninu shemischach in tamei. They constantly reproduce themselves. But they're an awesome here, and that is the benefit of these things. That's what the peiris is. The benefit. The benefit is these items. The rach was an eye look lima talis, garment, b'dichsimalug, alvishaloshamatoi b'ksuba, menisus and barzel. So they didn't make a shuma how much it's worth, and therefore, b'tzarach lios keren shamalah. He has to maintain the keren. He cannot do something which will undermine the keren. That's part of the b'dichsimalug. So he can wear it. Wearing is considered perihavi. Kisuyav shemechasa hemenu hein perosav. That's the usage. That's the benefit. Mechsiva also be'ad the koli, but rashchok and yul all the karen. So the worn out garment which is left over at the ends will be the karen. So Mor says, so who is that going like? Keman Omer Nachman Laha the shiura porta havi lekarna. We can say this. This it's still considered the Karen exists by using it up as such. If we wouldn't say that, we would say that this is, that means the whole thing is just peri. It's just peri. You have to sell it by karka and eat the peris. So the remainder, which is this small remainder, is sufficient. Ketana. The bottom of the pliga adre meir. So the in the brisa that which we're going to bring. The Chacham Meshita is that it's considered. This is considered a valid form of Karen. So she brings in a Melech Lachol Nafal Yerusha Al Svasayam. So she got the Yerusha on the Svasayam. There's Charitzin Asuyin. There was ditches there. Shemayam Nichnasin Behem. Water would come into them. Vachama Miyabashdun, and the sun would heat them. Dry them out, but Isin Melech, and the result would be that they would take the resulting salt and sell it. Pain masterfers, misterfers, mayim hamurim b'mikra. The pasuk mentions that this is called the misterfers mayim. When targuminan charitze yama, the ditches by the sea. Vachol mokum shenarlin chol lebinyan. They would take out sand to use for construction purposes. So the raise the Paris. Lorbina, we don't say, well, all there is this. This is like the Karen. The land can't keep reproducing this. So the land is not the Karen, and this is the Paris. But this is Karen. So you should sell it. And buy karka with it. We don't say that, but rather we say these are paris. Well, you're in Yeruch Ha'isa Malkum Yichel Ben Karka Barzriya. Go buy a piece of property which you can cultivate. Fi She'en Periv Kala, Lo'elam, because these reproduce. It produces more and more salt. Ubaha Moed Remeir, that Remeir agrees to. And imagine sand also, if they have like the spot by the sea, the sea continues to bring new sand there. But Pier Shagofri, Pier Gofris, Guma, the depression, Shakhirfin and Hamenu Gofris, they would dig out Gofris in there, the sulfur, Rechein Machfer Shal Srif, or they would dig out Srif, which is Alum Balaz. Shesabin ben Begodim Umeshi was used as an ingredient in dyes. They would dig it out. Eventually, it's going to run out. Like Yeli said, Karka, you're going to hit this plain dirt. So, Remeir Amar Karen, these are considered forms of Karen. So, they're considered forms of Karen. You cannot use them up. You must, you have to sell the whole property. And then you'd buy a piece of land which you can cultivate. Because this pre runs out. If it runs out, it's considered carrot. Chamurim and Paris. These are considered Paris. So what's the carrot then? Makam aguma, yilo the carrot. So you'll have a guma afterwards. Mizei yachal abal achichla. So the husband then, that the guma is the carrot. And the husband will take the Paris until they run out. Shizeh piryoi v'derech anasa. This is the way to use it. Wudin the glima. Therefore, that's the same thing of the garments. They'll use the garments until the garment is worn out to the point you can't wear it anymore, but you still have a material which can be used for something, and that's sufficient. Well, a dummy like Safim, but this we feel that the Chama said this is not the same thing as the case of bringing in money or a pair of Hatzlushim. Shenacholim, Mibli Shir, if you would use them up, there's nothing left over at all. Therefore, the whole pruta, however, in osim pri havi karen la'atzma. So each pruta over there, or each item of food, since there's nothing left over when you're finished with it, is considered a form of karen. So you have to take all the karen, buy karka, and eat peiros from it. Something more, holding two lines before the Mishnah. So Reb Shimon said that certain cases will work to her advantage at the beginning and her disadvantage at the end, and vice versa. The cases where Yafa Kochai, it's his benefit in the beginning, is her Kochai B'Tziyasa. So Chaper, someone to Mechubar Lekarka, when he comes in, it belongs to him. It's still considered, even though it's attached, it's considered Paris. So the husband gets it. Even though it's completely ripe, but since it's attached, it's considered Paris, and therefore belongs. It's only Paris, so the husband gets it. So that'll be to the husband's benefit. So Mar says, well, that point, Shimon Hanos Hanakama. So what's he adding? Some more answers. On Rabba Mechubar and B'Shas Yitzia Ike Benayu. Reb Shimon's adding the same way we say when they come into the marriage, if it's attached, it's considered Paris, and it belongs to the husband when it comes in, because it's considered that Iker is the karka. We don't look at the Paris as being distinct and separate. So Reb Shimon says when she leaves, they're still mechubar lekarka, so they're going to go with her. And the Tanakhama does not necessarily discuss that point. How does Tanakhama say Rashi Chachamim? It's the Chachamim of the Mishnah. Mechubar b'shas yitzia deloy ayir b'hu rabbanon. The Chachamim did not discuss what happened to b'shas yitzia. So therefore, less lehu ha'adam Reb Shimon. That chiddush of Reb Shimon, we're going to assume that they don't hold on Reb Shimon's chiddush. And he says, but she also shalom. Why would you argue on that? The Kasavri, Masha Gadol Berishusa Shaloi. When as it grew once it's ready by the husband in the marriage. As it grows, it's Paris. It doesn't wait to become Paris when you cut it down. As it's growing, it's Paris. Now, however, the other round, the second case was a case of something which is tallish when they come in. It's instead of Karen. And it goes to her benefit. And at the end, it's already told that it belongs to the husband. That is where she says, no, that they don't argue on. Luckily, remember the plea, ELA, can't say they argue on that case. Name of Shalom, the Kim and the Tolshan, Akomedim Shazachaban. Nobody would argue that since he hasn't consumed it yet, it's not his. The main thing is he's been Tolish, it's already considered he took possession of it. So that's not a. I want to take a look at one Tosfos over here. We mentioned this yesterday. Peri the Peri lo tikin el rabbanon. So the more I said before, the Peri the Peri, So the kefil that you get from the stolen child doesn't go to the husband. So Tosfos Dafka Midi the Osi Me'alma, something which is not intrinsic in the item, it was a result from outside, Kagan Kefal, Vlad Behemis Malu. The Kefal of the Vlad Behemis Malu. That's Peri the Peri Tikin Rabbanan. I will Peshita the Peri the Peri Nami Tikin Le Rabbanan. But the normal direct usage of the Peri of the Peri, it's clear that it belongs to the husband. We're going to see in the beginning of the next parak. L'olam ha'ochel peri peris ashiyitov, that he gets a peri peris until they would write up that if before they get married, they would write up a shtar that he's not going to get the peri peris. There, not fine. What the cover of mashal tashlumi kefal leisha hainu kefal lechudei, the extra payment goes to her. Of a Karen, the Baal, the Karen goes to the Baal because that's the replacement for the Paris, but that belongs to him. Okay, fine. That's I just wanted to see that point. So Tosha says this Yisoid, that the Peri Peris, which are also Me'alma, that wasn't part of the Zakana. Something which is direct. So the Baal has Peris. So the animal gives birth to a child. The child grows up and gives birth to a child. That's Peri Peris. That would belong to the husband. Zatim Mishnah. Nafal Avadim Ushvachis. So the Yerusha. She got Yerusha, she got Avadim. Avadim Kananim. So, Skenim, Yimkaru, Meyuchel Ben Karka, Wechel Paris. So, that's her Karen. The problem is that the Karen might end. So, if he would just use them, that would be considered that he's using up the Karen itself, because they're going to die soon. So he has to sell them and get karka instead and eat the peris. This is part of the family of him. He has the right to sell them. Okay. Nafalo Zaysim Ukfanim Sakanim. He has older trees or older vines. Yimkru Yuchel Ben Karka Yuchel Paris. Okay. This is part of the properties belonging to the family. Okay. So Rashi lo yimker lo simker means yecharla hilat la'akev. If she agrees, she agrees, but she has a right to say no.
Can you clarify? What did we mean by shvach beisavia?
She says she wants to maintain these properties, or this, these avodim. She says, I might get divorced tomorrow, and these avodim will then go back to my family. She'll take, if they sell them, it's sold, that's it, it's gone. So her family, these are part of her, the family Yerusha.
Yeah. It has the same difference.
Well, we're saying it's by karka also. That's what Rebbe is saying. It's the same thing is true by property, by physical properties. So normally, by physical property, you're not selling it. You know, movable objects are usually not. It's not. We don't argue shvach by sevia. Right. But we saw before, the Mora said the same thing over here by the case of. The vlad of the shivcha is garshin who sent his own tatum that changed shvach beisavia. She has a right to get it back. Even the vlad, which is clearly payrus, she has a right to get it. She has the right to get it back. She'd have to pay for it, but she has the right to get. She has the right to force them to give it back because this, the families of avodim or the karka, these type of things, that's those are considered part of the properties which represent the family. Money comes, money goes. We have this in Yevamos also by avodim. This is in a shvach beisavia. You didn't ask me that one, man. Yeah, okay. I had a rabbi like that. He said, "You know, if you would ask him the second time around, what's something missing? Why didn't you ask me the first time?" And he would keep track. Okay. Over Rabbi Kahana Merav, Machlokes Shenafel B'Sada Shalom. If the Zaysim and Gefanim over here, so they came, it was a piece of car, it wasn't just that she owned, she received the it came with the karka. So this is the field, which is it's a vineyard. So this is the family vineyard. So he says, I want to sell it because the vines are old. So she says, no. Rabbi Huda is saying she can say, this is a family vineyard. But if there's some vines that were owned by people in the family, but they don't own the karka, so that you can't argue shvach beisavia over there. And in that situation, since they're going to be consumed, and you know, in the case where there's karka. At the end of the day, so the vines don't have a din of karen, they have a din of peris. Even though they're mechubal karka, so but there's still always the karka left over. But if all you have is the vines, so it's a case of kaya karna. So masal Rabbi Yosef, this is what Rab said. So Rabbi Yosef, I don't understand. Have other meshwachas the chisad hashen shalot dami upligi. We see in the first case of the Mishnah, there's nothing you can't argue that the whole issue the shvach beisavia is only because you have the consideration of the fact that there's karka, which will be the karen, and these we consider payrus. So he's a, but by avodim shochus, when they die, they die. So it's clear the karka karen, and still Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says there's an argument of shvach beisavia. The correct way of saying it is the following. The whole machlokes is like even by the case of Gefanim is when you get them in the Sadash and Shalom, but these are the vines of the family. So the Tanakhama says, they're vines. If Yeshua says, there are vines, right? Aval Besada Shalom, they were called Losim Krimination Shach Besavia. But in the case where it's in her sada, there's no argument the kaya kana b'chalal. So everybody agrees that he cannot sell it. So Rashi mechloikis the zaysim akfanim the sada shalot shenafla hakarki imayilonis. She gets
what are you saying about there are vines, there are aloe vines.
Right, exactly. The argument of the Shach Besavia that the family holds these items precious. And so they don't own the karka, they just own the vines. So Tanakhama says they're vines. They're going to die out. So you got to sell it. He says no, but they are the family. They are our vines. The family's vines. So he knows, she can argue. She doesn't want to sell them. Zaysim Kfanim Besada Shalom. They're talking about there is Zaysim Kfanim in her field. Shalafullah Karki Imayalon. She got the field as well. The Chiyav she Zaysim. How the Karka the Karen? So we consider the Karka the Karen, and the Zaysim are Paris. Besada Shena Shalom. Karen Shahoyal Levia Zaysim. Shekana b'lekarki, but zaysim without the karka. Avanashiu b'karka hamecher v'lekech yechol peres atchiyibshu. The whole arrangement was that the ownership that she got by Yerusha from her father was that he had bought trees, somebody else's property, that the property remains the other person's, and the father who bought it own the trees, and we get the papers out of them until the trees died. So they were called Timker, Miyuchel Ben Karka, so that situation, it has to be sold, by Karka. Vein Echel Ben Miyuchel La'akev Ben Mechiras, and neither the husband nor the wife can if one of them wants to sell, the other one cannot stop. Shein Kan Shabbe Sevilla Echel L'Kaya Karna. Shabbe Sevilla is not an argument when it's Kaya Karna.
Shein Kan Shabbach Be'sov Hechel.
Shabbe Be'sov Hechel L'Kaya Karna. So Rabbi Yossi says, what do you mean? What a mishloach is the chimaisi chaya karen legamri. When they die, that's it, and it's still a pligi. Because one shein kiyamim havelo ulebeis avia l'shem l'tiferes. That yeah, when they die, they die. But meanwhile, having these avodim mishloaches in the family is considered something of which they have a pride to. So she has a right to prevent the sale. Fine, the more accepts that argument. Okay. So the Mishnah. And what you saw on the Mishnah is a person invested into the Nichse Melug. So the field, so he put money into the preparing the field to get to grow well. Okay, and now he divorces her. So hotzi harbe v'ochel kima v'ochel harbe. So he put a lot in, and he didn't take the benefits of the field yet in a large way. Only ate a little bit, or he put in a little bit. And got a lot of, was able to take a lot out. Masha hotzi hotzi, masha ochel ochel. What he spent, and what he got, he got. So if he divorces her, he can't say, I invested in this field. I put, fertilizer and who knows what. I spent thousands and thousands on the field. I only take $50 worth of payers out so far. That's enough. However, hotzi v'lo ochel, if he did not get any benefit at all from what he put in, then he would, if he's willing to swear how much he put in, he has the right to collect that. So basically, he took her Karen, that was Mashpiachit. That's all it was. It was not Paris yet, it was just being Mashpiach her Karen. So he has the right to get the compensation of the cost of the being Mashpiachit. Mashahotzi hotzi is a grash im girshas. Now, if he divorces her, So if it's done, so the more become a kima, how much is a little bit? Over Rabasi, a filo gregris achis, he took one fruit, but vush ochlo derech kovet. It wasn't like he was, just as he was working, he chopped one because he was hungry. But the point is, it was. The, as it were, the collection time. Okay. Rabbi Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Be Rav I feel a Shigra the Tamri So the Rashi brings Tupshat over here. So you would take the Tamorim and in other words, we had Gerges as figs, the dried fig. This is the dates which you would pound together until they used to pound them together. Rashi says. If you did the same thing as we usually had it in the case of the pressed cake of figs, Yigula Devela, apparently you would do it with Tamorim also. If you would do that, take one of those, that's enough. Or Rabibi, Chubs of the Tamri, you made it, they would make dates into beer. What was left over was called chupsa the chupsa. So the leftovers of the tamarim after they made them into beer. If he would, see, he's had the dates, he's made them into beer, and he fed on one of these the leftovers. Is that called enough to say he was alchaperis? He hasn't eaten anything. He hasn't taken any benefit of anything else. Take him. Consider that he had a chila kima. Okay.
I understand. What about the beer?
If he consumed the beer, but he hasn't taken any benefit yet. He just made it. They processed. You see, from the Gemara, the fact that he took it off the tree isn't called achaperis. It's only he actually has to consume it. It has to be. It was used up. So they took it off the trees and they put it into the barrels and the whole process of making beer. He's less than consumed anything yet. Now he takes one of the leftover dates and he eats it. So Mor says, what's the luck on that? Is that considered he consumed something? This is, you know, let's stop the rash over here. Rabbi Abba Marfila Shigur the Tamri. Tomorrow Niduchim Yachad, they would take tomorrow and pound them together. Just like people take figs and press them together. Litros into pounds, 1 pound packages. Saf Elokim. Mikri Shigra. That's referred to as Shigra. So if he had one Shigra, the Tamri, that's enough. Benishamati, Shigra is. Now he has the Yusuf side of Cheruyos. Kamin Eshkel Tamorim. So you took the dates, they come in like a cluster. Kashuli, so that's the pshat. Maya filu, what's the chiddush? There he says even shigra the tamri. The rabba hagregus griya me tomorrow. Rabba said gregus achas, and he's saying he says not only that, even a date. We know that gregus are figs are griya. Is not an awful gregus for shilim tomorrow. Tavol bracha. If a person by mistake ate truma and he ate figs, so he has to. If he eats truma b'shag, he has to replace it with peres. So he replaced it with a tamarind. Said we said great. Tavol bracha. Okay, we have a goris the hoder baba bereshim and kamer basili havi kashuli midi. If the girsa had been the other way around in the order, so how much the kima says? Well, how much is the kima? So Rabba says even a shigur the tamri. Zakr Rabasi, no, even a gregor sachas. That would have made sense, but as is, this order doesn't make any sense to say that pshat. Right. Now, yesh rosim shabosim because of behem. There's a incorrect version of the Gemara which says the words v'kama harbe. Amrababa v'chulu. So Rababa's responded to it says alchol kima. How much is that? And then v'kama is that v'kama kima. Then the Gemara says v'kama harbe. So Rababa answers that. Zekrash v'kirsa shaitim hizu. It's irrelevant. So the phrase about harbe is irrelevant. I don't remember the lashon gives a shirt to him anywhere else. Rashi is really upset. So that's called chubs of tamri. Nami reduchan harbe because they lost them in sheicher, or when they pound together to make the sheicher. Okay.